We're joined by Ken Leslie,
good friend of the ministry for many years.
Yes, how you doing, Ken?
Good morning, Tommy. Jeffy, happy pandemic to you all.
Happy pandemic to you, sir. I like that. That should be our new greeting. You just start saying happy pandemic to everybody.
Make it a positive thing.
Yeah, happy pandemic.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just thinking, if people are going south, Dayton, Columbus area, just keep going. It's warm down in Florida.
Yeah. Work your way through that snow, man.
Yeah. So how you kids doing?
We're all right.
What's you been doing?
You know, we've been doing a lot. Our little Veterans Matter program we started in Toledo to house 35 local veterans, and we just housed our 4,200th veteran.
Wow.
We're in 28 states now.
Wow.
It's all God, man. This thing just, it's all God. And a little bit later, if you want, I'll tell you one of the coolest God stories.
Yeah.
But it really is doing well, and we're excited about bringing Tent City back. We missed it last year, our 30th anniversary last year. It was really mellow. It'll be October 22nd through 24th of this year.
Well, that's exciting. We're getting Tent City back. And tell folks about Tent City, because it's such a great event that you hold every year.
Yeah, it's a little new thing. We started in 1990, and way back when you guys started, man. We've been along together that long.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a weekend-long festival of compassion where the entire community comes together to serve for and with people who are unhoused and living on the streets and marginally housed. We offer entertainment, a medical clinic all day on Saturday, Project Connect, which is offers clothing, employment, and a whole lot host of other things that would be in need right before winter for those that are on the streets, in the shelters, and even those that are marginally housed.
And it's an opportunity for others to connect with that segment of the population and to better understand what they go through on a daily basis.
Absolutely. We had to expand the volunteer opportunities because they filled up so fast, so they're double, and we get about 1,000 volunteers over the weekend each year. So, you know, for a meal instead of a four-hour shift, we divided it into two hours because it's really important for people to recognize that what they imagine the quote-unquote homeless to be are you and me. And that's the biggest takeaway. I mean, we're all God's little children, man. And yet we have a tendency to cast a stereotype and even dismiss them. May not be ready yet, but that's all they are, is not yet.
And again, the date so people can start marking that on their calendar and be a part of it.
October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
All right, and another segment of the population that is often neglected, and all that they have given to us, and still so many homeless veterans and veterans in need. And thank you for making that effort to now and going national, help veterans all across the country. Tell us more about Veterans Matter.
Beautiful little thing that has expanded because it works. What we do is we help the homeless veterans who have nowhere else to go in partnership with the VA. And they have nowhere to go for the deposit. The VA lets us know. We send it straight to the landlord. So every dollar we deploy results in another veteran housed every single time. And it's the program, because of the case management that they also get, has a 91% success rate keeping them housed. So it's highly fast, highly efficient, and it changes lives. We just did a survey to find out how long it really lasts. So we went back to our 1,000th, 2,000th, 3,000th veterans that we housed. All of them are still housed.
Wonderful.
And the most beautiful story that makes me cry every time is the 1,000th who actually was here in Toledo. And when he got housed, one of his goals was to be reunited with his children.
Oh.
And since then, every year, he's able to spend the holidays and be reunited with his children all year.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
That's because your listeners helped them get housed.
Well, you promised us a God story. I'm hoping that wasn't just it, because
y'all know, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, I've never used that statement so appropriately. When you know you're doing his will, things just happen. They're miracles that come out of nowhere. And I got a call from the Detroit VA. They said, can you help us? We've got 15 veterans that are waiting right now to get housed. And I said, well, we're not open up there yet, but I'll see what I can do. And a gentleman at my church knew a guy up in Detroit named Mitch Albom, because he worked at his orphanage. And I thought, okay, next Sunday I'll get his number. I'll call Mitch, see if he'll be the chair for Operation Michigan. But on Wednesday, I get a call from Dr. Chad Audi with the Detroit Rescue Mission, who had been referred to me by Mike Stoops of the National Coalition for the Homeless in D.C. to be able to get some strategy ideas on a federal funding cuts that we had already gone through. So I spent an hour and a half on the phone. And at the end, he says, so what do you do? And I said, well, you know, I own an executive search firm, started a little homeless veterans program, Dusty Hill, John Mellencamp, et cetera, and coincidentally got a call from the Detroit VA, so I'm going to talk to some guy named Mitch Albom, and he says, you're not going to believe this, but I handle all of Mitch's charities. I'm sure when I ask him, he'd be glad to be the chair for Operation Michigan. And in fact, what are you doing next Tuesday at 10? He's giving away money, and we think we can get you $15,000 to be able to take care of the veterans.
Wow.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
That's so cool. And it's God just provides, right, every step of the way.
Amen. Out of the blue.
So how does a veteran get into this position? Where they
the same way everybody else does, in the sense that there's mayhem in their lives. And the reason for the mayhems generally are the same, but the veterans also have additional burden like PTSD, which might be something that haunts them, and they try to escape. And at first they might try drugs or alcohol or separate their mind from reality, and then that doesn't work, so they run faster and harder, and they run to the streets. And when you're homeless, you're at the end of the road. You know, where do you go after that? And that's why we find a lot of this, you know, they talk about the 22 vets who commit suicide every day. Once you've lost that hope is when you might decide that it's not worth it. And then what we're able to do, though, in partnership with the VA, is give every single one of those veterans hope to get rehoused, to rebuild their lives, to reunite with their families. And it's a really, really powerful opportunity that God gives us to literally change lives. And what I like to tell people is Veterans Matter really doesn't do anything. We've just created this incredible channel for your listeners to be able to house a homeless veteran today, literally in minutes.
You share one story of a guy named George who's an Air Force veteran. All it took for him to get into a home was $400.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, because you think of, like, oh, housing a veteran. Okay, well, I got a couple thousand dollars to do this and do that, pay first last month's rent. Really doesn't take as much as we might think.
We know a lot of working people, right, that can't afford the deposit. How can we expect a homeless veteran? And $400 to a lot of us is nothing, but to them, it's everything. What motivates me every single day, and this is what's so cool about the program, 95% of the veterans don't even know it's us who help them. We're more like guardian angels. What motivates me every single day is the knowledge, the fact that somewhere out there, there's a homeless veteran on his knees right now praying for a way to find the deposit so he can get his wife and three children into their own home and be warm for the winter. Mm. And that's what drives us every single day, knowing that.
Well, Ken, is there a way the public can help you guys there at Veterans Matter?
They'd like to house their own veterans, every dollar count. An anonymous envelope from Las Vegas to be a comedian. I thought it was a comedy friend pranking me, and it was a $1 donation. And until I got it the next month. And then I realized somebody out there gave what he can, and it's a dollar. And that person that gave the dollar has now housed 4,200 veterans. Mm-hmm. So every single dollar counts. They can text VETS to 41444. Then go to our website, veteransmatter.org, and if they forget that, just Google Homeless Veterans Toledo, and Veterans Matter will come up.
Ken, thank you so much for all the good work you're doing. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and continue to have a happy pandemic.
Gentlemen, I missed you. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes. Let's talk as we get closer to Tent City.
And hopefully, by then we can have you in studio and we can kibitz together.
Absolutely. We'll pray it up, man. We'll have a blast.
All right. Hey, Ken, thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear
from you.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
That is Ken Leslie from Veterans Matter. Once again, if you want to find out more information or help them out in their work, veteransmatter.org.